Good morning, you're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning my guest is Andrew Reinhardt, who's managing director with Trimex, a concrete moisture testing system. Andrew, how you doing?
I'm good, thanks, Kemp. Good morning to you.
I'm talking to you from Ireland. I saw your company recently at Surfaces, and since concrete moisture testing is such a big topic nowadays, I thought it'd be good to talk a little bit about what you guys do and the solutions you bring. Before we get into that, let's talk a little bit about the history of Trimex. I guess the business has been around for 30 years, right?
This last year, we were 40 years. Initially, we were a building inspection company, mm-hmm. and we got into moisture meters. The founder went to Trinity College in Dublin and started developing the world's first non-invasive moisture meters for building inspection. And I guess that differentiates us from other manufacturers who came from moisture meters for wood. We started with moisture meters for building inspection.
Okay. Last fall, I went to the Starnet fall meeting, Starnet being a group of commercial contractors. And this was such a big topic that they had a whole day seminar on this topic of how much moisture is in the concrete. So it continues to be something that contractors struggle with here in the States, and you're of the belief that to understand the moisture, you have to combine multiple tests. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct. We've sort of stuck with that belief all the way through, and it's paying dividends for us at the moment. Our business has grown quite a lot in the last few years due to concrete moisture testing. What we believe really is that you need to test the concrete and around the concrete. So first of all, you need to test the ambient conditions within the building, and that's also part of F2170, the ASTM standard. You also need to test the surface of the concrete using an impedance device. And once you've done that, then you know where to set up your probes for testing the moisture deep within the concrete. Mm-hmm. So moisture problems can come from within the concrete, from moisture within the concrete. It can come from moisture within the air. And they can also come from leaks and anomalies within the building that can be in irregular places. So by combining those three tests, you can reduce more problems.
And the equipment that you sell actually does these three tests. It's a little more expensive up front, but if you start talking about using this product and the reusable probes and things like that over time, it's actually less. Is that right?
That's correct. The only thing that you leave behind on site is a sleeve, which costs a dollar, and you can use the probes many times. So it allows you to conform to the standards in a more comprehensive way, but also in a much less expensive way and in a faster way as well. Our probes during the precision and bias testing were faster than any other probe, getting the information that people needed to make these costly decisions about putting down floors or putting down sealers.
I'm talking to you in Ireland, but you're a global company and you actually have offices in Colorado as well, right?
We're an Irish company, but we've always focused on the United States market. My father was actually the founder of Trimex, so I'm from the second generation, and it is still a family-owned business. We've been in this business, concrete testing, I think longer than certainly any of our competitors in the United States, and this standard has been developed over the last 20 years, but it's just now that the precision and bias has been released. It's just now that it got its solid foundation. So, you know, I think people should look again at what we're doing, and I think it's exciting, and certainly we're growing a lot. A lot of people are understanding that, you know, we've simplified the testing, but we haven't simplified the science. So the science itself is what's important, but it's not that everybody has to understand the science of moisture testing, mm-hmm. but the tests themselves have to give the right information, and that's what I think we've achieved.
And there are others in the business that believe that you can just do one test and get the answers you need, and you don't believe that, right?
For a long time now, the humidity testing has been sold as a method of measuring the total moisture within concrete, but really it's not. I mean, you're measuring the water vapor, and it's gauging the moisture content within concrete by measuring the water vapor. A lot of problems come from dew point issues. A lot of problems come from leaks in subfloor sealers or lack of subfloor sealers. So each test gives you a piece of the puzzle. When you combine them all, it just makes it very clear where this moisture is, where is it coming from, and if it's going to cause a problem. You know, the real problem with moisture in buildings is when it's out of balance. Moisture moves when it's out of balance. It's always seeking balance mm-hmm. within a material. So it's often the movement of moisture that's the problem. So understanding what the ambient conditions are like, understanding what the surface is like where you're putting your floor covering, and understanding what's happening deep within the concrete can be done really simply. It doesn't have to take a lot of effort. And by having all those three pieces of information, it's just much clearer than just understanding what the water vapor is.
Now, if you're a commercial flooring contractor here in the States and you're interested in hearing more about the way you believe your testing equipment should be used, they just go to your website, right?
Yeah, we have a lot of videos on our website, but there's also a lot of good training in the United States as well. There are many experts who have a lot of information and a lot of knowledge. And what we would recommend is that for a commercial flooring company, if they don't have the in-house expertise, they should work with testing companies, especially for a larger commercial job. And then they should invest in training for their inspectors so they can build up their own expertise in-house. You know, one of the problems is that people are making decisions based on a number. So if I say to you, well, the relative humidity in the concrete is 85 or it's 86, am I going to not install a floor because it's 86, or am I going to install a floor because it's 85? There's always a gray area. When you get low humidity and you know the floor is dry, then you can make decisions based on your own data. Or when you see that the RH is very high, you can make a decision based on that. But it's always the gray area in between where the more expertise you get, the smaller that gray area becomes. And if you have that expertise yourself in-house, that's brilliant. And otherwise, there are companies like IFTI and many other companies out there who have a lot of expertise, and just they make it their business to go around doing testing for commercial floors.
All right, Andrew. Well, I appreciate you giving us an update on what's going on there. Again, been talking to Andrew Reinhart, the Managing Director with Trimex, based in Ireland. And you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.